Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. God bless you all. I hope that you all are able to hear me loud and clear. If you are hearing me, please type amen to let me know that you are hearing me loud and clear on the broadcast. If you are hearing me, say amen. If not, I will have to call in through another way. But if you are hearing me this way, please let me know. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. So you're able to hear me. So we're going to give up just a few more little minutes to come in on the call. So we're going to play a praise song to give them time to come in on the call on today. So we just thank God and give him praise, glory, and honor for him being who he is in our life. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us. So I'm going to give everyone a few more little minutes to come in on the call. God bless you.
This is my season to reap what I
people. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace, for favor.
This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you all for joining us on today. As we prepare to start our Sunday service, we want to just open up with prayer. We thank you all for being on with us on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor to each and every one of you who are on with us on today. As we open up in prayer, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to come together today, to fellowship, to praise you, to worship you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, Father, for giving us the right frame of mind, Lord God, to come together, God, to learn more about you, Father God, so we can make the changes in our life, Lord, that we need to make in our life. Father, we just thank you, Father, for all that you do. Father, we pray for each and every person that's listening on today. Father, we pray for their families, Lord God, their loved ones, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, that you, Lord God, will bring joy, peace, and happiness in their life. Father, in their sickness or illness, Father, we ask that you would heal and deliver them, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that if anyone is going through any kind of crisis or situation on today, Father, we ask that you, Lord God, will be the mover, the head, the provider, the keeper, the protector in their life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you do, God. We pray for every other ministry on today, Lord God. We pray for our country, our world, Lord God. Father, we pray for peace in the land, Lord God. We pray that many are coming back to you, Lord God, humbling themselves, Lord God, asking you, God, to forgive them, God, and make Jesus their personal Savior. Father, we just thank you, God, for everything, God. I ask you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would lead and guide how you want this service to go, Father. We ask, God, that chains will be broken off your people, Lord God. Father God, that the hard ground that they have around their hearts, God, that may hinder them, Lord God, from receiving the word on today. Father, we ask you that the word will fall on good ground, God, that it will bring forth a great harvest in their life. So, Father, we thank you, God. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. We're going to start our praise and worship. God bless you. Welcome, Pastor. God bless those of you who are listening from the link and all of you who want to call. We give you, we're so happy to be back on with you on today. So we're going to start our praise and worship on today, and we're just going to give God praise on today for him being so amazing in our lives on today. Hallelujah. Please enjoy the praise and worship. God bless you, Pastor. Are you able to hear me loud and clear on the call? Amen.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Beautiful.
Okay. Oh, we're going to start our praise and worship on today. God bless you all. Please enjoy the first song on today.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love. life, save our life, and with him is where we belong, because he is the one that makes us happy. Nobody can make you as happy as God can and as Jesus Christ can make you happy. He's the one that keeps us complete and make us whole. We have another worship song, and then we're going to get into our word on today. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Savior of the world.
Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory and honor for the praise and worship on today. As we get ready to start our word on today, let's get our hearts and minds just ready to receive the word of God. And we just thank God for this word on today. It's a great word. It's like it's a add-on to Sunday lesson when we spoke about coming out of that dark place, trusting God in that dark place. So today we're talking about that you can always come back home because God keeps the door open. And today we're going to be speaking about that, that a lot of times when we're in that dark place, sometimes we don't know that we could always go back to God, that we could go to him because he always has the door open. But a lot of times we stay in that dark place because we think sometimes the mistakes that we made or the choices that we've done, that God, we can't go back home to God. God is the Father that loves us. He didn't create us to destroy us. He created us that we have hope in the future. And because he thinks that way about you, his door opened for you to come back home. He's not going to force us to come back home. But we have to be humble ourselves in a way that we know that what we need to do right to go back home to our Father. So today we're going to start reading today our scriptures on today. Starting the first scriptures today going to be Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32, and I'm coming out of NIV on today. So bear with me as I begin to read on today. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're just so thankful for this word. And many of you may have already read this story before about the prodigal son. But today we're going to read it today. And because a lot of us have strayed away. And when I was reading it again yesterday, I looked at it and God showed me a whole different way than I saw already, like a little add-on to it. So as we read the scripture, I'm going to break it down for you, but I have other verses that go along with it. Because when we go back home to God, after you go back home, it's some steps as well that you have to do when you're home, when you're going there to go back into the door, to get in the presence of the Lord. It's steps that you have to do. But we're first going to read what happens to us when we stray away from God, when we go away from God, when we go and think that we know more than God know for us. So we're going to start reading today. Start at verse 11, and we're in NIV. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me on today. If you don't have a Bible, if you're listening on a computer, you have computer internet access, you could get to BibleGateway.com, and you could go and type in this scripture, which is Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32, NIV. And you can follow along with me so you can see that I'm reading from God's word, and I'm not just speaking out of the side of my neck, but I'm actually speaking from what God's word says to us. So as you get your Bibles and get ready to read the word with me and follow along with us on today, God bless you. Thank you again for joining us if you're just joining in on our link or our number. So we're going to start with verse 11. It says, Jesus continued there. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not longer after that, the younger son got together all he had, set out for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth and wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a servant, there was a severe famine in the whole country. And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to the citizen of that country, who sent him to his field to feed pigs. Now we at verse 16, it says, he longed to fill his stomach with the pot and that the pigs were eating. But no one gave him anything. It's like he was so hungry that he was willing to just eat whatever the pigs. He was going to eat from the pigs because nobody fed him. Nobody gave him things. But before I read the other parts, just think about it. A lot of times when we look at our own life, right? A lot of times in our life, we say, Lord God, I'm ready for all the blessings that you have for me. I'm ready for them right now. God, give me my inheritance, right? I see that the younger one, right, went to the father and said, give me my share of the estate, and God gave it to him. And when you look at it with your spiritual eyes, you think about it. If God gives you everything that you want prematurely, you wind up being in a situation like this young son, right? Because what did he do? Because he wasn't mature enough to understand what his father just gave him, right? A lot of times we want God to just give us what we want right then. And we're not mature enough to get those things that God wants us to have, that we go do what he do. We wind up going out in the world. We wind up going out and doing things that have nothing to do with what God planned for us, right? We go out and we just waste all the gifts that God gave us on the world, right? And then the world just throw us out. We wind up wandering around hungry spiritually, mentally, physically, right? And then when we gave the world everything that we have, none of them is there able to help us, right? We literally have to beg them. And when you're begging them, it's like they don't want to give you. They give you the scraps. And then sometimes they don't even give you that. I know that God is leading me a different way, but then think about it. How we leave the presence of God after we then ask him to bless us, right, prematurely. We go out there and we just go, wow. We just go buck wow. How many of us that God has given you a gift to do something that you could be edifying and building the kingdom of God, but you choose to go out there and give it to the world? You go spend your talents and your fortune on the world. And when all that run out, the world just toss you to the side, right? You no longer have those things in your life. But also, he went out there and he wandered and he sinned and he did things that was not of God. We're going to start reading the verse 17 now. And it says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. Let's just pause at that part. How many of us, when you're strayed away from God, don't you, if you was a following, you're a believer of God, do you not think about what God has done for you, how God has blessed you, how God has kept you? You're reminded of where you were when you was following God, when you was home with God, when you was in the presence with God, how you had so much better things happening in your life than it was with you out here in these streets. Thinking that you know everything, when you strayed away, when you took everything that God blessed you to have and you wasted on nonsense, right? But the way that God works, he'll have you to remember at one time in your life when things was good, that's when you was praising him and worshiping him and using your talents for his kingdom, right? You're reminded of that. You're reminded of those that are still following God, that are still there with God, that are still worshiping God. And you'd be like, well, I know they go through some of the things that I'm going through now, but they're not having it as hard as I'm having it. So I need to go back and just confess my sins to my Father. I need to go back to God and say, Lord God, I made a mistake. Father, I made some choices that I shouldn't have done, and I did things, God, that was not of you. right? And so we go back, and we go back to God because we remember how life was when we stayed under the covering of God. Whenever you come from out of the covering of God, things happen, situations happen, circumstances happen in your life, right? So we're going to continue to read the rest of the verses. We're almost done. Well, it's the other half of verse 20. First one, we're almost done with the scripture. It says, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. A lot of times we are afraid to just go to God and say, Father, I made a mistake. Because in our mind, we feel that we're not worthy to be forgiven by our Father, the Almighty God. Sometimes the enemy will make you think that you cannot go to God. He'll make you think that God don't love you, that God won't forgive you, that you're an outcast, that you're not wanted, but you're always wanted in the kingdom of God. You're always wanted to be back home with your Father. Verse 22, but the Father said to him, servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put the ring on his finger and set and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. So do you see how, like, if you look at this father, this is a natural father. If this father could have this compassion for his son, do you not think that the Almighty God would have the same compassion and love for you when you come back home, humbling yourself to him, admitting that you made mistakes, confessing your sins, saying, Lord God, I'm sorry. Father, I want to come back home. Father, I want to be a servant in your kingdom, God. Forgive me of my sins, Father. Clean everything about me. And what's the father begin to do? When you look at it in the natural eyes with him telling them to put the robe on him, give him the ring, right? Put the sandals on his feet. When I look at it in the spiritual eyesight, that means God is cleansing my heart. He's cleansing my soul. Putting a new garment on me, a new beginning, a new start, a new life. The sandals that they tell you with the natural, you look at it with your spiritual eyes, that means that you can start walking in peace and harmony and happiness again. The ring, when I look at the ring, I think about the crown of life that you now have. Even when it says right here that this son was dead at one time. When we stray away from God, we are spiritually dead in our mind. Our mind and our heart, we're dead. We wander into the world. The Bible says faith without works is dead. When you're not applying your faith to situations, then you're dead. But when you come to God, you have life back into you, right? Your faith begins to activate. You begin to start seeing the move of God moving over your life when you start going back home to God. When you start confessing your sins, you have to look at it with a natural eye, but you also have to look at it the way that God tells you, right? When you go back to God, you're no longer considered a dead person. Because what happens when you're out there in the streets and you're in the world and you're doing sin and you're doing things not of God? That eternal life is no longer attached to you. Death is for you. You're considered dead. There's no coming back from that. But when you go to God and you confess your sins, it is life back to you. When you start changing your mindset, the way that you move and function, and you know that you're worthy of the blessings of God, right? You're living. You now have life back in you. What happens when we out there in an outcast? Do you not feel like you're not living? I don't know about anybody else, but I know when you stray away from God and you isolate yourself and you're in that lonely place, right? Do you not feel like you have no life left in you? Do you not feel like you have nothing coming from you, like you can't do nothing, that it's no hope for you. But when you are with God and you're in the presence of God, it's like life in you. You know that you could accomplish anything that you set your mind to. You know that if God is with you, no man can come against you, right? You start speaking life into your situations, not curses into your situations. So we're going to go to verse 25, and we're almost done with these scriptures. It says, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called on one of the servants and asked, what was going on? Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back, safe and sound. Now, you just see the brother want to know what's going on, what the celebration all about, right? And the people explaining to him why the father did this, because he's happy that his son is no longer out there wandering and all kind of danger could come upon him. He was happy that his son was back home safe and sound, right? That his son came home before death came upon him, right? Came back home before it was too late, right? Same way God feels about us. He is so excited and happy when we make our mind up to come back to him because he knows that we're safe. What Psalms 91:1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide in him. He's your refuge place, your safe place, right? That's what happens when you come back home to your father, which is God. Verse 28 says, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed you, your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat. So I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes, come home, you killed the fattened calf for him. See, when you decide to go back to God, it's going to be a lot of people that's going to be them naysayers that don't feel that you deserve to say that you're saved. They don't see that you're changing your life. You're going to have a lot of people going to come around you, right? That's going to make you feel that you're not worthy to be in the presence of God, that you're not worthy to come back home, that God will not forgive you for the choices that you made in your life, but you can't focus on them. You got to focus on only what the Father says. Verse 31 says, my son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and found. This part here goes with like even how the brother. We can't judge people when they're coming back to the house of the Lord. We can't judge them. We got to celebrate that they're no longer out there in the world, that they decide to come back in the church and humble themselves and say, Lord God, forgive me. They came in humbling. You know, it takes a lot for a person when they didn't live the wild lifestyle to come into the house of the Lord, to go up to that altar or to call in on a call and say, Pastor, I want to be saved. I admit that I sinned and I made mistakes and I did things that was not of God, but here I am. And I want God to come in and heal me, restore me. I accept that Jesus died for me. It takes a lot for some people to come, especially when they already beat themselves up about some the things that they've done. The world already didn't beat them up, right? But those of us who are believers, right, if you say that you're following God, Pastor has been speaking about the fruit of the Spirit, having that love, patience, goodness, and kindness, right? And if you have those things, when your sisters and brothers come back home to the Father, you shouldn't have nothing negative to say about however way the Father celebrates their child. You should be happy that your brother and your sister is no longer out there dead spiritually, that they're now alive, that they're now, you all could join hands together and praise God together, pray for one another, right? This goes with being able to love and to change our mindsets, right? In this day and time, people are so quick to judge folks that are out there making bad choices in their life. But when that person get tired of being tired and they come into the house of God, which the door is always open for them, you have to have enough compassion in your heart as the Father does and welcome them back in. Be happy that they made the choice to not destroy their life, but they made a choice to have life, right? So as we read about the prodigal son, when you come back home, right? And for those of you who are afraid to come home to God, right? Don't worry about what others think about you or what they're going to feel about you. It's about you building your relationship with God. It's about you getting your life in order, right? These people are not the ones that when you leave this world that you're going to open up your eyes to see. You're going to see the Almighty God. And he's either going to tell you, well done, thou good and faithful servant, you can come on in, or he's going to tell you, depart from me because I don't know you. None of these folks is going to be there at the gate when it's time for you to get in, right? None of them going to be there. So what your mind should be, if you're afraid to come in, is be like, you know what? I want to have eternal life. I don't want to just die. I don't want to just leave this world and can't see my Father. I don't want to have gone through all the stuff I've gone through in this life, not to get before God and he tell me, well done. So I got to make some changes. I got to confess my sins. I got to admit that I made mistakes, but I'm going back home to my Father. Think about the woman that issued blood. We talked about it last week again, right? How she was suffering all those years with that issue, right? She went to so many doctors, so many people, and nobody could help her. And she couldn't go out in public because, you know, you bleed. You couldn't go out and do things like that, right? Back in those days, right? But that woman got in her mindset that she didn't care what the people going to think about her, how they're going to feel about her. She knew she had to be delivered. She knew that she had to be healed. She knew she was tired of being tired. She was tired of being in the situations that she was in. And think about the prodigal son. He had to get tired of sitting there eating around the pigs eating better than him, and he got to pick off what they're eating. Think about in your life. You're down in the dumps. Because you made choices that was not of God. You strayed away from God. You have to get tired of being tired. You don't want to be like the man at the pool of Bethesda for all those years just sitting there waiting on somebody else to get them in, waiting on somebody else to walk you back home to God. You got to have some kind of courage and strength in you that say, you know what, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of the world just attacking me. I'm tired of not having the covering of God over me no more. I'm tired of just being out here lost. I'm going home to my Father where I know it's safety there, where I know it's the protection there, where I know that it's peace and joy and happiness. I know even in the presence of God, I may go through some storms and battles, but he's not going to let those storms overtake me. The waves is not going to drown me. The fire is not going to burn me. I'm going to be able to be sitting in it and soaking in it and having faith and knowing that God got me. Think about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They had so much faith in God that when the king put them in that fire, right, what happened? No, they didn't get burned. The king couldn't understand how they sitting in that fire and they're not burned. That faith was stronger than what the people around them felt that they should have. Their faith is what made them whole. Their faith is what saved them. And that's how you have to be to know that you could go back home. You have to have that type of faith that I made these mistakes in my life, but I'm going back home to my Father.
because I know when I was with him, I was okay. And as you, I told you earlier, sometimes we prematurely jump out and do things that God didn't tell us to go do because we want things when we want it at our time, and it's not always the time that God wants us to have it. This son was the younger one. He wanted his estate early. Maybe if he would have been a little more mature, he'd have been able to handle his estate the way that the older brother had it. So sometimes when you're home with God, don't get frustrated and trying to step out away from him to go seek the world because you think the world going to give it to you faster. Not going to happen that way. See, the enemy is going to show you something so beautiful with a nice bow, nice box with a big, pretty bow on it, and he'll make you think that you could do it, that he got this for you, but what he don't tell you is on that dotted line. You know, like the little small print by the dotted line, he don't tell you what it's going to cost you when you sign up for him. When you come out of the presence of God and you decide to go into the world with the things that God has blessed you to have, the enemy don't tell you that those things will cause you stress. Those things will cause you debt. It will cause you all kind of things to happen into your life, right? The enemy not going to show you that. But our best place to be is to go back home. The last verse for today is one to tell you how to go back to God. Well, there's three of them. I was talking to Pastor. Pastor gave me these to help you, the ways to go back home to God. We got 1 John 3:1-2. It says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know our Father, him. So see how the Father was so excited that son came home, that he lavished him with so many amazing gifts, and he called him his child, his son. Whereas others, the other son didn't think that he should call him that, he shouldn't acknowledge him. But our Father loved us just that much, that he called us his children. He loved us so much, more than we can even imagine. He loved us just that much. Verse 2 says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is beautiful, to know that we're considered God's children. And those of us who are parents, right? Do you not always have your door open for your children? We are natural parents, right? I don't know no parent that would turn their back, like a loving parent, would turn their backs on their children. You always have a space for your child. You're always going to love your child. And if a natural parent, which is us, the way that we are without children, do we not think that God would not have that same love and compassion for us? That he won't bless us when we do right? That when we stay in the covering of him, that he won't keep his angels to protect us at all times? Yes, he does. Romans 12:1-2. I'm almost done. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. In other words, when you go back home to God, you begin to learn from your Father again. He began to teach you his plans that he has for you. He began to start showing you the ways. We can't accept what the world tells us. We only learn what God tells us, because we'll start seeing the good things. We start changing our mindset. Your father will start teaching you how to love, how to forgive, how to let go, how to move out of things that is not of him. You will start learning things that will please God, that will make him happy, that will make him proud to call you his child. The last verse is Romans 10:9-13. And I open the floor, Pastor. How did you say it? I see other callers on the call. God bless you all. Romans 10:9-13. This is what you do when you want to go back home to the Father. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew or Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly bless all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's how you get to go back home. You speak out your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You have to have faith. You have to trust God. The word of God speaks so clearly to us how it's so easy to go back home to our Father. His door is always open. We the ones that walk away from God. We the ones that give up on God. We the ones that sometimes we are our worst critics. I'll have to say ouch as I say that too. We are worth critic. That we beat ourselves up about things that God has already forgiven us for. That God is not even thinking about. But we still thinking about it. Why are we still thinking about it? Because we haven't learned how to forgive ourselves. We haven't learned how to get in the word of God to know that when you make Christ your personal savior, that the old man is no longer there, that it's a new person. You're no longer your past. You're no longer what happened to you 20 or 30 years ago. You're no longer that. And when we learn to let that go, then we can know that we could go home to the Father. That he's not going to think about that bad things that happen around us, that happen to us. All he sees is his child. All he sees is that his child came home. All he sees that his child is no longer out there spiritually dead, that they're now living, and they trust in him, and they're having faith, and they're making the changes in their life to be better than they ever was. So I thank God for this word on today. Pastor, the line is open. I open up the line. I see other callers there. If you had anything to say or prayer requests, the line is open today. God bless you all.
Good afternoon, Pastor Parker and listeners. Your word was indeed a good word today. You can go home. If only you confess it with your mouth. Even though times are hard in the world and you don't know which way to go, Lean on the Father. Lean on his every word. Sorry I sound a little out of breath because I've been moving around today. Again, I say that God is my all. He's my refuge. He's my redeemer. He has blessed me, and he has also healed others. I just want to say thank you, God. Continue to pray for my family and my grandchildren, granddaughter. She had surgery this morning. God is good. She's fine. Amen. The word is strong. Please guard your tongue, your mouth. Let the old things go. Renew your mind and your spirit. I thank you, Pastor Parker. This is Sister Faye. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor, and I see another number there. I don't know who you are, but it's a 202 number. I'm Pastor.
I have a 202 number.
Okay, if you had a prayer request that has been said about the word today, God bless you.
Prayer request for family and friends, and I always enjoy the word that you talk about.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have anything, Pastor. You did a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Pastor. We thank God for the word today. Give God praise for an honor today. As we close out, as the topic was saying, you can always come back home to God. God keep his door open. I'm opening up the floor for those of you who would like to make Christ your personal Savior. Are you ready to come back home? This is the time now that we will pray with you. And you can come back home. The Bible says that when one come back, you know, angels in heaven rejoice and celebrate. As the prodigal son's father did when his son came home, he had a celebration. So our Heavenly Father does the same thing. When you come back home to him, the angels in heaven celebrate and rejoice because that lost child has came back home. And so we want to pray with you today. And if you have, if you was a part of ministry, then you strayed away. You could always come back and be restored again. I think I'm seeing it the right way. Come back and be restored if you just want to repent and come back to God. You could do that. So on today, if you have never accepted Christ into your life, today is the day that you could do it. But if you had accepted Christ in your life and you strayed away, you left the presence of God, right? This is the time that you could come back to him, okay? So we're going to pray with you, be in agreement with you. God will bless you and restore you. I want to let you know that making his decision to come back to God, to make Christ your personal Savior, if it's your first time today, this is a great, amazing thing for you to do. Especially in this day, in this time, all the stuff that's going on in our world, in our country, in our homes, you need to be more closer and locked in to the house of God all the time. You just stay home with God. Because when you go out, there's no protection there. you know, it's just something about being in the presence of God that it keeps you in a place of peace and happiness. And when storms come your way, you're protected. You know, you're able to move through them easily. You're able to navigate through those things because with God being ahead, he would always give you direction how to get out of those situations. He would lead you in a way, right? And whenever you put God first, everything else will follow. You can't function nowhere in this world without having God in your life. Sometimes we think we can do it on our own, but you can't. You can't do nothing without God. You think you could get far without God, but you can't. God is always there, and he wants you to love him. He wants you to be there. So as we pray for you on today, I just want to leave that with you and ask that you all join Pastor on Tuesday and Thursdays. He's starting to speak from Revelation. It's time that we start opening up our eyes and our minds and our hearts, making these changes that need to be made. Can't keep on sleeping on the things that God has for us. You understand what I'm saying, everyone? Time for us to wake up. And I apologize if y'all hear my grandbaby in the background, but we're going to close out in prayer because I hear her in the mat. But if y'all hear it, then I apologize. Y'all know we're live. So sometimes can't control when the sound comes. My little one is in the background yelling. So I apologize to you all. So we're going to close out in prayer on today. If you have sound in your background, please mute your sound so we could pray. Thank you. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord God. First, just thanking you, Father, for the service. Father, we pray for all those on today, God, who is making Jesus their personal Savior, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who are confessing with their hearts, God, that they made mistakes, that they sinned, Lord God, that they, Father, want to be back home with you. Father, and even those, God, who are praying today for their first time, making a declaration that they want to be in the kingdom of God, Lord God, that they want to make Jesus first in their life. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to bless them, God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to give them strength, Father. They continue, Lord God, to seek you. Father, they will start reading more of your word, Lord God. They begin to start building a prayer life with you, Lord God. They start fellowshipping more to be around other believers, God. Father, I pray, God, that anything around them, God, that would hinder them, Lord God, if they make any steps towards you, Lord God, I ask that you would take it away, Father, that you remove it away from them. Father, give them strength, God, Father, that they continue to trust you, to walk closer and get to know you, God, on a personal level, Lord God. I pray for their families, Lord God. I pray for each and every person, God, on this line on today, God. Bless us and our families, Lord God, as we go about our way, God. Continue to strengthen us, God. Bless this ministry. Bless Pastor Ike, Lord God. Bless every other person that is connected to the ministry, Lord God. Father, I ask you, God, to strengthen our ministries, God, as we continue, Father, to do your work, Father. We thank you, Father, for everything, Lord God. Father, we pray for Sister Faye's granddaughter, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, for a complete healing in her body, Lord God. Father God, we pray for Sister Nisha, Sister Via on today, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you would heal both of them, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, Father, that you're moving over our life, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for strength, health, and deliverance in our life. Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious Son, Jesus' name. God, we thank you and adore you, God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you all so much. I'm not sure if that's you, Mother Yoko. Thank you for being on today. If you missed the call today, you can still hear us on the link. Mother Yoko, God bless you. Thank you for being on today. I believe that's your number, 619. Didn't want to leave you out. God bless you. Happy to hear
God bless you too.
On the call today. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Thank you to every one of you. Is that you, Sister Nisha, or Sister Bia? The 202. I wasn't sure which one it was. Was it you, Nisha? Sister Nisha? Sister Bia? I see the 202. I wasn't sure who, which one of you were. I didn't catch your voice.
The 202 was me.
Oh, okay. Okay, happy to hear you, Sister B. Pastor thought it was you the other Sunday talking. Pastor, this is to be right here. We had you confused with Sister D last Sunday. But this is Sister B. Say happy to have you on with us today.
Yes, I hear her now, yes. God bless you, Sister B.
Yeah. We're praying for your healing, Sister B.
Thank you.
God's in a healing business. So we thank God for you. Thank you all for being on. We'll be back next Sunday. And once again, y'all all be getting past that link from me. So please follow on Tuesday. He's in chapter 3 of Revelations. Right, Pastor?
Yes. Yes, we're on chapter 3. Actually, we started for the first time in history. We started last Tuesday night and Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And we started from chapter 1. There's only 22 books in the book of Revelation. And many people are scared to read that book or touch that book or preach from that book because it has a lot of strange things that we're not used to. But God is only preparing you for what's coming in the end so that you can be prepared for going through whatever that's coming to the earth. He said he would cover and protect those in the great tribulation. So don't be afraid. You just need to be aware of what's coming up, what's going on around you, what's getting ready to take place. Don't be afraid. Fear is not from God. Fear, God never gives humans fear. If you got fear in your heart, that's coming from the devil. He's trying to scare you off, run you away from the word of God. Don't do it. Don't let him do it. Fear don't come from God. God has given unto us love, power, and a sound mind. That's what God gives unto us. So tune in and prepare your hearts and let the Holy Spirit just minister to you in a special way, in a different way, and you'll be able to receive and hear and receive because you want to be aware of the mark of the beast. You want to be aware how this thing is coming, how this thing is going to try to trick you into taking. You don't want to be tricked. You're not going to be able to explain it to God because God is bringing things of awareness to you now. Those who, you know, that have ears to hear, let them hear. That's what Jesus said. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. So you being now accountable for what you have heard and what you're going to hear. Don't say, well, I don't want to hear the book of Revelation. Now, you was told. So you don't want to run from it, but you want to receive what God had for you. Okay? It's all good. It's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. You know, people want to catch the rapture before these things come, but God is only preparing you for the kingdom of heaven. You see, you got to be aware of what's coming, how to prepare yourself when you enter into a new place you've never been before. You see, some people go into a new place they've never been before. They go to breaking laws and stuff like that and saying, well, I didn't know. He's trying to teach you now so that you would know so you don't break the laws and you understand the things very clearly. Because if you don't have if you don't understand the thing, you can always do like we're doing right now, ask some questions. What you don't understand, you can always speak up and say, can you explain X, Y, Z? Then, boom, right there at your disposal. You see, so be ready and start on time. We don't mess around with the clock. We start on time. So I guess if you're from California, If we start at 7 o'clock here, it will be about, what, 5 your time? No, 4 your time? I believe that's California time. Uh-huh. Will be 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, because you start at 7, so maybe 4 Mother Yoko time.
Okay, so just be encouraged. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday and Thursday night, all right? We're taking our time. We're not moving fast. We're just on chapter 3. And we started last Tuesday, and we're just on chapter 3. You missed the tape about Jezebel, so you have to go back and listen to the tape from Tuesday and Thursday about Jezebel. You really want to know about
Pastor Ike line. Y'all could go on Pastor Ike on Facebook. You could see all his videos there. Pastor Ike Lewis.
Yes.
And for those of you that can't find him, if you see my name, my Facebook, those of you see my Facebook, I share all his videos on my feed. So if you could go on there and you could click on it and you'll be able to follow Pastor Ike on his Facebook. And he also on YouTube as well, Pastor Ike Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Most people thought that Jezebel was a woman. Jezebel was a woman in the Bible back in that time. But the Jezebel spirit can be in a man or it can be in a woman. It is called a controlling spirit. So anything that has a control to it, you know, and you're not being humble and you want to control, that's a Jezebel spirit. But listen to the tape and it'll tell you. All right? God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. And thank all of you for joining. We'll be back on for our live service on Sunday at 1 o'clock. But remember, Tuesday and Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, you can follow on Facebook, Pastor Ike on Lewis on the Facebook. God bless you all. We thank you all so much. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Please share our link and let others know that we're back doing live services again. Thank you all so much. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.